This is The First Time, Chirp Radio's live storytelling and music series. Every show, we invite a group of storytellers to talk about different firsts and pick a song to go with it. Recorded at Martyrs in Chicago's North Center, with songs performed by The First Time 3. Here's your host, Jen Sedini.
Our last guest, Chicago staple and luminary, Jason Narduzzi. He is a musician and has performed with every musician of my formative fucking musical years, like Guided by Voices, The Pretenders, Liv Phair, Eddie Vedder, Michael Shannon, REM. You might as well just look at my first CD purchases. And when he isn't touring in Mold Band, Superchunk, or Sunny Day Real Estate, you can hear him as the singer in Split Single and Verboten. Guys, give it up. Really, we're lucky to have him here. Jason Narduzzi, everybody.
I'd like to give a little backstory. I play in a punk rock band, and I have a very vivid memory of the first practice we ever had. On guitar and vocals, Bob Mold. On drums, John Worcester. And on me, We're not going to go into that now. Me on bass and vocals. We played for 2 hours, and after those 2 hours, John Worcester and I talked to Bob, and we said, Bob, we're so impressed with your songs. We're so impressed with your guitar playing. We're so impressed with the power and conviction of your voice. We think we should call this the Bob Mold Band.
Is this mic on?
Good opening. Doesn't know what to do with his hands. Bombs with the first joke. So the Bob Mold Band tours in a unique way. The crew is in a box truck with the amps and the drums and the merch. And the band rents a car. And we just drive the car separately. So it's me and Bob in front. We alternate driving. John on the back, listening to podcasts or sleeping. He told me that he dreams of the Filet-O-Fish sandwich because all drummers love the Filet-O-Fish sandwich. So that's the background. That's the background of my story. On my daughter's 7th birthday, why was that funny and not the first one? I don't know. My daughter's 7th birthday landed on a Tuesday. She went to school. She came home. We had dinner. We sang to her, did cake. And at the end of the night, I read books to her. Yep. That's so cool. Very thoughtful of you. Thank you very much. So it's my daughter's 7th birthday. At the end of the night, I'm reading books to her. That was a ritual at that age, read books. And we got to the end of the books, and she said, Daddy, that's it? That's my birthday? Any parents in the room? It's like fucking improv all the time, right? I knew that we had this big party planned for the weekend for her, but still inside, it just felt my guts pull, and I was in this, you know, like, what the hell am I going to pull out of my ass on a Tuesday night to make her feel special? And I said to her, Eva, did I ever tell you about the day that you were born? And she said, I don't think so. I said, okay, I'm going to tell you the story. And now I'm going to tell you guys the story because I can embellish a little bit more instead of talking to a seven-year-old. The Bob Mold Band was on tour. We played in Seattle, and we're headed to Portland. It was Bob Mold's birthday, October 16th in 2009. We stopped in Olympia to have lunch to celebrate his birthday. We got back in the car. I'm driving. My phone rings. It's my wife. Hello? Your water broke? 2 weeks early? We have three more shows on the tour. I said, okay, yep, well, we're going to work on it. And I did the rest of the tour, and I missed the, you know, the birth and stuff. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Bob Mould, this is so beautiful. Bob Mould immediately got on his phone. He's like, I'm going to get you the first flight out of here to Chicago from Portland. So I'm driving, and I'm just kind of stunned. I'm just kind of, I can't concentrate on anything. And Bob goes, okay, the first flight out, 11 p.m. from PDX to ORD. I said, okay, great. Bob turns to John. He goes, I'm going to do tonight acoustic, and we'll figure out what we'll do for the rest of the tour another time tomorrow. We're driving, and I go, hold on, Bob. We're going to drop me off at the airport, and I'm going to pace around for 8 hours while I wait for a flight. What if we flipped the order of the bands? We went on first, and then I hightail it. We do the show, and I hightail it to the airport. He's like, let me get a hold of the promoter. Promoter said, yep, we can email every single ticket buyer. We'll just flip the bands. You guys go on first. Cool. This is better for my soul instead of just pacing around like I'm doing on this stage right now. So we get to the venue, and my wife's sister happens to live in Portland, so I came up with a plan for her to be outside the venue with my suitcase. We do the show. I hit the last note, I put the bass down, and I run out to the parking lot and jump in the car, and she peels out. We go to the airport. I get there, gate E4, I'll never forget it. Every time I'm in PDX, I take a picture of it. Get on the flight, I land at 5 a.m., my mom is waiting for me. Now, this is before there was Wi-Fi on planes, so I don't know what's happened. I land, Mom, what's going on? She goes, I'm here. I'm so glad you're here, Mom. Is there a baby? No, I haven't heard anything. My mom ran some red lights. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool seeing my mom run red lights. We get to the hospital. I'm running through.
Expect this.
Running through the hallway, still in my wet gig clothes. I made it. Cheers, Eva. Cheers, Chirp Radio. And to this great fucking band.
From a dream.
The First Time is hosted by Jen Sedini, with production by Andy Vasoyan and executive director Bobby Evers. The podcast is edited by Andy Vasoyan, with songs performed by The First Time 3. You can find this and other Chirp podcasts and interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.